2 years ago, a University of California, Los Angeles student posted a racist YouTube video about Asians online called Asians in the Library. On March 5th, a student in Indiana did the same thing. His video is called Why I'd Hate to Be Asian. Here are some condensed clips from the video.
Reason number one that I would hate to be Asian. Most Asians look alike. Number four, could you imagine how you would look if you were a high Asian? Okay. It's called chink-eyed, right? Well, what if you already have chink eyes? Number five, math. Math? I suck at math. Number six, show business. If you're an Asian man, the only way that you are going to be in show business for the most part is if you know kung fu or you try out for a part to be an Asian mobster. That stinks. Number eight, Asian males are known for being smaller, have small equipment. I don't want that. Is that going to attract the woman?
The student, Samuel Hendrickson, uploaded the video to his public Facebook page, and it generated a lot of anger from his Facebook friends and, of course, people who didn't even know him. A fellow student put the video on YouTube as a way to make Sam understand his mistake. The video went viral overnight and inspired many hateful comments on his Facebook and Twitter accounts. It also inspired video reactions from Asians, like, "Why I love being Asian." But the outrage was mostly contained within the Asian American community. Lindsay Sandoval, an American University sophomore, was one of the students at the Asian American Student Union meeting. She says racism toward Asian Americans isn't acknowledged because of the group's model minority status.
Asians have been able to assimilate easier to American society and have been able to be very successful, and they're represented a lot in science and math, but that's how it should be. Almost in all professions, they've been able, I think, to really move up a lot more quickly than other races, so I think we tend to see that not as a strength, but as a way we can, that these kinds of slurs are acceptable because of their privileged status, but that's almost worse because it's like an implicit form of racism that, you know, that we don't really acknowledge as much.
The Asian American students at the club meeting said ideas about Asian Americans are so pervasive in American society that they feel they are constantly deciding whether to live up to the stereotypes or to break them. For VOA News, this is Nicole Roz, Washington.